up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliance's.
I couldn't be more happier than today because it's truly incredible as we unlock the secrets. Later on in the show, we've got the co-founder of Bonanza on. Bonanza, Bonanza.com. And later on, Kara Golden, the founder and CEO from Direct Source Wealth. You can reach her at directsourcewealth.com/hero. But it doesn't get any better than this because we have, are you ready for this? The chairman of a company that we all use, DocuSign. That's Keith Kroc, who can be reached at keithkroc.com. That's KEITHKRACH.com. Keith, how in the world did you come up with this idea and make it mainstream? It's one thing coming up with it, but then being able to have it acceptable for so many industries.
Well, David, first of all, thanks so much for having me on the show. You know, the initial target was the real estate business. And as you know, it's very, you know, in the old days when you use paper, it's a complicated process. It takes a lot of time. So it's a great opportunity to unlock just a huge value proposition. Now, probably 90 to 95% of the real estate closings in the U.S. are done via DocuSign. We've got over 400 million unique users, 400,000 companies have standardized on DocuSign, so it's caught on.
But how did you actually get it acceptable where digital signatures was allowed versus the old hand fax and everything?
Well, you know, it's funny. In the early days, you know, people would say, hey, this is just so easy to use. Is it legal? And I used to just kid back and say, well, it's not illegal. But actually, it got signed into law back in 1990. Actually, it was the year 2000. And, you know, so it's just a question of kind of getting the word out. And it's kind of has spread virally. And it's really turned out to be the catalyst for, you know, corporations' digital transformations because you get rid of the paper. And we've extended the platform in terms of the whole system of agreement process. And now we've become the global standard around the world.
We got a number of emails that have been coming in regarding this interview and interviewing you. One of these is at what point, though, did you know that it was going to be a huge success? When was that sense of ah?
Well, you know, I think we really got that idea when the most powerful technology companies in the world wanted to invest in us, and they did, and we formed multidimensional partnerships. So companies like Microsoft, Google, Visa, SAP, Salesforce, Intel, Dell, Comcast, even FedEx. And I think when you see these big players jumping in and building the ecosystem and partnering because it enhances their platform, that's when you begin to know. But I think the thing that really made us the category king is when executives from large corporations sing DocuSign's value proposition and how much it put to their bottom line, how much it improved their customer satisfaction scores like NPS, and also in terms of reducing their risk and security and compliance. That's when you really know.
Truly amazing. And you're listening to me, David Kogan, host of the Alliance's Hero Show. Make sure you go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. Because believe it or not, we have Keith Kroc, chairman of DocuSign. And you could reach him at keithkroc.com. If you have not gone and tried DocuSign, you have to. It will make your life completely so much more proficient and easier, by having contracts that are signed online. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've personally used it, Alliance has used it, and many that are part of our community. But Keith, this isn't your first rodeo. You've been known as a transformational leader. I mean, heck, you were the youngest VP with General Motors, leading the charge on a joint venture in robotics. You've helped pioneer e-commerce companies like Ariba, which what now has over 1.4 trillion in sales transactions go through it in a year. I mean, you transform companies. What in the world makes a successful transformational leader like yourself?
Well, I think if you look at, you know, what I would consider the definition of a transformational leader, that's somebody who challenges the status quo and mobilizes and empowers people to achieve a noble cause that will have a profound and far-reaching impact. And there's no question that the world needs more transformational leaders. I think some of the key characteristics, is first of all, how they relate to the world. And that is, you know, visionary innovators who strategically create new realities. And then the other thing is how they relate to themselves. And I think I look at that, it'd be principled challengers who courageously achieve their goals and they're resilient. And then if you look at how they relate to others, they're inspirational leaders who empower diverse teams to achieve great things, and they unify behind a cause. So I think, you know, those things aren't written in a book, but if you look at the great transformational leaders, these are universal principles that allow transformational leaders to be prolific across sectors, across industries, and globally.
I mean, I love it. Your words of wisdom are just phenomenal. We've got, again, a number of questions coming in, and they all kind of relate to this next one, is how was the DocuSign funded while it was in the startup phase? And how were you funding deals? How was the structure on that? I mean, that's one of the challenges, is getting funded, especially in the startup phase.
Yeah, I would look at it in four different levels. And that is, in the early days, it was through top venture capitalists like Kleiner Perkins, and then the strategic investors, as I mentioned, those powerful companies like Microsoft, Google, Salesforce, Visa, and all that. And then also globally with Deutsche Telekom, NTT, Mitsui, Country of Singapore, Telstra, which is like the AT&T of Australia. And then also, when we were private, we had the big institutional investors like Fidelity, Capital, Wellington, Sands. And then, as you know, the company went public in the April timeframe. So that, you know, when we were private, we raised over $500 million.
I mean, that's just incredible. And I know, Keith, you're a huge proponent of mentorship, really calling it the magic of Silicon Valley. With a little less than a minute left, what guidance and secrets can you share to give current and future entrepreneurs or leaders on how they can apply your learnings to help achieve success in their own business?
Well, I really believe that mentoring is the key to build a transformational leader. So I guess I would offer five pieces of advice for the aspiring entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. So first of all, it's about when you're dealing with a mentor, it's about a personal transformation. It's not about transactional favors, like asking for a job or a promotion or an order or something like that. The second is, it's about failures, not just the successes. You learn a lot from other people's mistakes, and great mentors will share that with you. The third thing is, it's about the questions, not the answers. So great mentors ask great questions, and they uncover your blind spots. The fourth one would be, it's about give and take, not take, take, take. And you know, I always say this to folks I've met are, it's a 60-60 relationship. The mentor learns just as much from the mentee as the other way around. And then the fifth one, it's about multiple mentors. It's not about finding the perfect one. And I believe in, you know, I call it the multi-mentor hybrid, where you take the best from each person. So that would be my advice, David.
Phenomenal. I got to come hang out with you for a week at your office. Keith, you transform companies. You create transformational leaders and lead the global standard for digital transactions. With that, you're a hero. Keith Kroc, chairman of DocuSign. And you could reach him at keithkroc.com. That's KeithKroc.com. And when we come back, we'll be talking with the co-founder of Bonanza.